Workers crowded into a building at Marinette Marine in Marinette, Wisconsin today. They were celebrating a contract to build 10 littoral combat ships for the Navy. That contract means job security, even for 33-year veterans like Roy Wilch.
This will probably get me to retirement anyway.
President and CEO of Marinette Marine is Richard McCreary. He says the initial 10 ships could lead to more.
The Navy has indicated that they want to build 55 ships or more. And so being selected to build one of the lead classes pretty well means, with good performance and continued price control, that you should be able to build half the class or somewhere in the neighborhood of 27, 28 ships.
In an unusual move for the Navy, Marinette Marine is splitting the contract with a shipyard in Alabama. The deal still needs congressional approval. McCreary hopes that comes within a month. Then he says the company will begin hiring in earnest next summer.
Starting in the June-July time frame would be the whole range of craft, from ship fitters to welders to electricians, pipe fitters, and so on.
McCreary says the average wage at Marinette Marine is $45,000. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.